Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities. And I am so thrilled today because we are in the service of bringing those on the rise together with those who are household names to create immediate impact. And today I have with me Leticia Fluorike. Leticia has found a way to activate her inner power and connect with divine loving energy to heal herself from pain, stress, depression, and a prognosis of imminent heart failure. She refused all medications. Instead, she focused on taking nutritional supplements, and by working with divine help and developing her own healing techniques, started the journey towards healing her mind, body, and spirit. Today, Leticia is a healthy, happy, youthful person, full of joy and gratitude for all the blessings in her life. She is committed to sharing and empowering others to do for themselves what she did for herself all those years ago. Leticia's courses and techniques can help guide people to release energy patterns they no longer want or need and replace the old energy with more positive vibration or frequency to attract better results in their life. Leticia resides in Phoenix, Arizona, and she's also an active realtor, proud mother, grandmother who looks decades younger than her chronological age. Leticia, welcome. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Vicki. Yes, well, not decades. Maybe I look a decade.
I would say decades. Well, tell me, how did you come about this passion? I mean, you talked a little bit about, you know, in your bio and introduction, we talked a little bit about how you healed yourself and now you're dedicating to heal others. Tell us how that works and how that happened for you.
Well, I started working with my angels. Back in those days, I was believing that the angels and God were way up in heaven somewhere, and that I didn't feel deserving of special favors or, you know, I knew my guardian angel was with me, but I didn't use him or her as often as I should. I'm raised Catholic, so a lot of guilt and, you know, different ideas about God and how we are punished and things like that. And then I met someone, a Korean lady, who helped me to see, well, it was just for me to accept her ideas that know that we are always surrounded by divine energy and that we are divine beings living a human experience. I was attracted to read Doreen Virtue's books about messages from the angels, and then I got other books about energy healing from Dr. Caroline Meese, for instance, The Anatomy of the Spirit. And those were the beginning books for me, but what I decided to do was practicing all the exercises, or, you know, take it seriously for me. And every day that I got one of the exercises, for instance, the energy releasing of forgiveness with a letter. You know, I don't know if you know this, but if you invite a soul, another person in front of you and start writing a letter, like telling them what you feel, and you forgive yourself for holding on to those resentments and releasing them from your, you know, anger or whatever emotion is, and then you burn it. It's like a small ceremony, but you feel immediate release. I mean, you feel like you can recall a memory from this person, and you will never feel that bubbling inside of you like it's just happening yesterday. A lot of people have, I mean, we have a memory where we can remember things that happened 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and we still vividly recall every detail, and it's just happening. So your body goes through the same stress and the same emotional charge. And when I start doing those small exercises back then, I start feeling it, and I'm like, well, this feels great to feel this peace inside of me. And, you know, it took me many times, many days or months to get used to the idea of me being able to call for help from the angels and then activating my power. Small, you know, favors to people, my daughter and other people. And then I say, okay, well, they say that I can be a channel for this divine energy. So I accept it. And I just say yes. And I say, I am a channel for grace. And I like to help this person. And I just start and I say, you know, I just believe it, that I was a channel. And whatever happens was going to happen in divine order. And so I start seeing results in me and other people immediately. So I start studying more, different teachers. There are many different authors and healers and teachers that have material out there. A lot of this material is for free in the internet. So I start dwelling, what is the word? Diving into this. And everything that I was doing, I wanted to teach. I have this passion inside of me that I want to tell people. So my sessions, when I give a session to someone, is more like class. You know, I tell them what is happening in there. So why are they holding on to resentment, fears, worries, guilt, all those emotions. And then some other books talk about the law of attraction and how what we vibrate from our aura, you know, from our body and subconscious mind, has power. It's like a magnet that attracts to us that the same kind of vibration. So, you know, naturally I wanted to figure it out. I say, okay, let's suppose if I want to attract a new house or a new career or something, I have to become that vibration equivalent, you know, to be able to attract it. And that has been the last 2 years maybe where I started to feel the need to align my vibration. Once I got to that point, I was able to talk to my body, for instance, and I have a response that is clear. Am I aligned to my divine path? When I get a yes, I get a feeling that is a yes, I'm okay. When I am outside of this vibration, I feel like I'm not, you know, uneasy. Something is not right with me right away. And this is the last part where I would like to inspire people to try it. It may take you, you know, some months or maybe years, or maybe just today, to accept it and to start to align yourself. But if we accept that our divine path is designed by us, because what we want is what we will attract to us, just by aligning, accepting, having the willingness to let spirit take over, you know, is go with the flow. And people tell you this all the time. They say, you know, you have to switch to the positive energy. You have to be, you know, let your actions every day go with the flow of life, and don't fight it, don't things like that. But nobody tells you how. So I have developed these techniques, these formulas that I think are very easy for people to start at any level. When you start, if you're very depressed, feeling like you're worth nothing, or like you're a failure, any feelings like that doesn't help you. But if you start with a formula, a small 7-minute meditation, and then just accept that you are a divine being, living a human experience that is beautiful, you will allow that to happen. The change is going to happen at your own pace.
That's beautiful. So tell me a little bit more about the formula and how that works.
Yes, we start where you are. I mean, the first thing is to see where you are, but not to feel, you know, I don't go like an hour just, you know, what are you feeling? Basically, if they say, okay, I lost my job, I want a new job, and I want to find a job that makes me happy. Well, what we do is help them to go through memories and find what makes them happy when they do certain work. For instance, someone that is working as a mechanic, he may feel a passion on painting the cars, not necessarily fixing the cars. So when you find your passion is just painting the cars, you know, making something special about that, like as an art, then you can have a new job where you're going to be very happy using your own inner talents. So we get rid of the, we release the resistance. Many of us have resistance to success or, you know, to make changes. So we find first where you are, then we find what is holding you there, and then we clear it, and then we go to the other one, to the future, where you want to be, what's your dream, and then we clear it. We call for help with the angelic beings, and it doesn't matter what the religion, what you believe in. It doesn't matter who you call. I work with, you know, all the ascended masters and spiritual guides that we have, they all want our well-being. And regardless of what the name that you call, that's okay. But at the same point, you call for your own soul to be active. And so that's the point that I like to do with people, because when they feel their soul inside of them and they feel so happy and joyful, even if it's for a few minutes, they start to say yes, and yes, I deserve it, and yes, I want it. We use the formula, and after we have the help around us, we create like a special chamber. I call this a time capsule. It's like you want to go back in time, and whatever you need to do usually is in the past, you know, like your past memories, something that is holding you. So in this time capsule, you go in and you have the help, you have the transformation energy, and then you call the person or the many people, depending on what it is that you're trying to release or do. And then you have a peace with them. You make, you know, your forgiveness, your gratitude. The formulas have to be with the gratitude all the time, because once you say thank you, once you acknowledge what happened just as an experience, you no longer feel victim or, you know, abused or anything. You just say thank you. At that moment, it can be broken. If you're still holding on to, for instance, abuse, that you're resentment, and you feel all sorts of things, emotions about that person, you cannot be free. But once you say to them, in you know, their soul, you call their soul, you say thank you for the experiences, then you see that it's easy to release them from your memories as a charge. You accept your responsibility. You accept that you were there. You accepted it. And it's just a moment. You align to that new vibration of gratitude, and then you can go over it. After you're done that, then you can align to what you want. Let's say that you want a new love in your life because the last one, you know, it didn't work out. Then you're going to start to align to what you want, because now you don't have the vibration of the past, the other past emotion. And then we do some other healing technique that has to do with breath. Our breath has different waves, different frequencies. And I learned this from another metaphysician, a young man who is wonderful. And I'm still his student with him because he's amazing with energy. So that's basically what it is. People will listen to my recordings, go through the exercises, and it works. I mean, they just have to do it. Have a little bit of faith that even if you don't see anything and it's invisible because you're in a room and you don't see anything, you will feel it. And you will, you know, be part of this wonderful moment where you release yourself and release the other person. And it works, this time capsule or time chamber, whatever we call, you can call it any other name. I mean, I have people that change it. They call it a temple or, you know, different names, whatever you want to call it. But there is, for instance, one of the releases that I do for the family. A lot of us hold on to many ideas, limiting beliefs, just costumes that sometimes doesn't help us. And so we call, we do the same invocation, and we call for everybody in the family, you know, their souls. And this exercise will work because we will see their souls. And when you realize that inside of every person there is a soul that is divine, imperfect, and the human is the one that you know and that's the one that, you know, reacts in different ways, you make connection to the soul, and that way you see yourself also as a soul. And you say thank you to everybody, you know, and at that moment you release whatever it is that you have with your family that you may feel, for instance, guilt about money. I had to do this for myself many times because I was feeling guilty of earning good money, and other people in my family didn't have it that way. But then people, you know, that when I think about things or talk to friends and they say, well, you study, you work it. I have seen you until 2 in the morning doing homework and things. Like when I got my real estate license, for instance, I have 4 children at home, my ex-husband there, at work, you know, a regular 8-hour work. And I have a lot of other challenges, and I still study until midnight or as long as I need it, because I wanted to have my real estate license to change my lifestyle and work in a different way, helping people to get into their houses. So, yes, I deserve my money, but the guilt was holding me down until a certain level. I could not reach more than that because I was feeling, you know, somewhere there was a resistance to go beyond that. And these exercises have helped me and other people to break free of that.
That is so very powerful. So can you share with us something that we can do right now, an action that we can do right now to get started on this path?
Of course. Let me see what can we do in a few minutes. Okay, let me help the audience. We can do a releasing of one memory. Just allow your mind to bring you one memory that is painful or traumatic that you know for sure that it is. Okay, so let's say that you have your memory, and it will be like let's pretend that it's a movie, and that's the screen that we will pause exactly in that scene. Try not to think what happened next, what happened before, just in that moment where is the painful memory. Okay. So you will feel probably the same emotions that you had coming up, and that's okay. The emotions in your body will want to be released, okay? So allow it to come out. Don't dwell on it. Don't think too much. Just whatever happens is okay. Now you say your intent. and say, well, you can say this in your mind. Don't have to repeat it out loud. But you just say, I am that I am. I am a divine being connected to God. I am willing, able, and ready to let go of the emotional charges from every part of my body, every cell of my body, from every strand of DNA, from my conscious mind, my subconscious mind, at all levels. I am ready, and it is my will to align to God's will. It is God's will to help me right now, miraculously, permanently, definitely, completely, immediately. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, let's do 9 different breaths. We're going to do a breath. It's inhale through the nose, exhale through the nose, 9 times. Different speeds, don't worry about it. Just blow everything out from your lungs right now. Take air through your nose. Close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, don't, please. But I'm assuming everybody's sitting down or relaxing. And use your nose. Okay, in through the nose. And out. Let's do one fast. And slow. Again. Medium, like 3-4 seconds. Again. One fast. Medium. Again. Slow. Medium. Relax. Breathe any way you want. If you can, close your eyes and lay down for a few seconds, maybe or 1 minute or two. You will feel a lightheaded sensation. Your brain is working and your nervous system is working. You will feel probably a shower of energy going through the whole body because we ask for this releasing to be at all levels. So the forgiveness or the releasing of that specific charges that you had will be gone in few minutes. And did you do it?
I certainly did. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. So tell me, you inspire so many people, like you just did all of us, just in the moments we've had together. What inspires you?
I love teaching. That's a gift I had since I was a kid. I love sharing what I know. And as soon as I feel something like this that is so wonderful, I wanted to tell everybody. Of course, it has taken me, you know, some time to be able to do it in English because I feel self-conscious about my accent or the way I speak. Probably it's not complete. But I do it with all of my love. And I cannot help it. It's something inside of me that I want to teach it to everybody.
Ah, that is so beautiful. That is truly a passion and a calling. So if someone would like to learn more about you, and I'm sure a lot of our readers and listeners will want to connect with you, do you have a website or some place where they can connect with you on the web?
Yes, I do. My page is just leticiafuerte.com altogether. And that page is done in Spanish only, but the Google, if you hit Google Translate, they will translate it for you right away, the Google button. So when people go, when this book is out, or if people right now go, you'll see And on the Facebook, I have my page, Leticia Fuerte, and I have two other pages there, one in English and one in Spanish. They call it the fan page. I have free meditations there. It's not an exercise like this one that we did, but something like that. It's something close. Okay, so before I forget, I wanted to tell you the memory that you just released, if you go back to that memory, you won't have the same effect. It works in minutes like that. For instance, a person I helped, he was afraid of swimming because he had a bad experience. So we had that memory released, and he went back to the memory. He couldn't even find the memory, and he was able to go back and swimming right away tomorrow. So this is the best transformation that I have found for energy, the vibration, what you hold on to, and how you can change it.
Oh, that is so beautiful. In closing, Leticia, did you have anything that you'd like to share more with us?
Yes, I'd like to share my sessions. I have the sessions I call Recipes from the Heart, and there are different sessions for different issues that we may have. And I want to say that what I like people to take out is that don't limit yourself, don't limit the power of God. Just be open, receive it, feel it, and you activate your own power. It's just what I would like to share. Don't limit the miracles that you are and that you can, you know, manifest.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And so once again, if they would like to find you on Facebook or on the web, it's Leticia Fuerte. So be sure to visit Leticia and get to know more about the wonderful sessions she offers and the amazing work she's doing. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights and our books, our magazines, our global communities and broadcast, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful week.